This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Russia has carried out some preemptive strikes after what Moscow called a Ukrainian terrorist attack that damaged the Crimean Bridge, according to Russian President Vladimir Putin on Saturday. Ukrainian authorities in Zaporizhia on Saturday say that at least two people were killed during a Russian missile strike on the southeastern city. It's unclear if this attack was related to Putin's statement. This resident told Reuters that she was sitting, and then there was an explosion that came out of nowhere unexpectedly. Everything just fell on her, including all the glass falling around her. In Sumy, authorities say a Russian attack killed one civilian and injured five others in the northeastern city. The European Union and France have already cut off financial support to Niger, and the United States has threatened to do the same after military leaders this week announced that they had overthrown the democratically elected president Mohamed Bazoum. However, economist Abdoulaye Soleil remains somewhat optimistic. He says it depends on how the leaders are and how they behave. And if they do well, the people will be behind them. If they manage the limited resources the country has, then he feels that the leaders can get them through this despite the condemnations. Niger is one of the poorest countries in the world, receiving close to $2 billion a year in official development assistance. That information coming from the World Bank. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. You can find us online at voanews.com. You can also download our VOA mobile app and listen to International Edition Monday through Friday at 3:30 UTC for world news. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of flag-waving Israelis renewed their protests nationwide after sundown on Saturday over measures that limited some Supreme Court power. The judicial overhaul pursued by Benjamin Netanyahu, the country's prime minister, and his right-wing government, the first part of which was passed on Monday, has sparked an unprecedented crisis and opened up a deep political-social divide. Yair Shavit was one of the people out on the streets.
If no one listens to the majority of the other side, we are not unit anymore. We are not united. We lost our unity in here. And if this government wants to proceed like they did, they have lost half of the country.
The protests are in their 30th week. The U.S. is sending Taiwan $345 million in security assistance as part of a long-awaited aid package that is meant to help the island defend itself from a potential invasion by China. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has more.
U.S. officials talk generally about the fact that this is a bunch of capabilities for self-defense. And, of course, that's sensitive because China was not likely to react well to this. We reached out to the Chinese embassy in Washington. They said that it was something that was only going to further inflame tensions in the region. And of course, the U.S. said that the whole point is to create deterrence, but it's to preserve the status quo, not to put anybody further on edge.
That's VOA's Jeff Selden. A firefighter has been killed while fighting a massive wildfire in northeastern British Columbia, marking the second such fatality in the Canadian province this month during the season's record fire season. Statistics from the Provincial Wildfire Service show that there is currently 363 active wildfires in British Columbia, with 11 new fires within the last 24 hours and 191 blazes classified as being out of control. Cosmos is offering a rare double feature in August. We hear more from Karen Chamas of the AP.
Catch the first show Tuesday evening as the full moon rises in the southeast, appearing slightly brighter and bigger than normal. That's because it will be closer than usual, but still over 222,000 miles away. The moon will be even closer the night of August the 30th, 116 miles closer to be precise. Because it's the second full moon in the same month, it will be what's called a blue moon. Be sure to catch it, as the next time two supermoons come around together in the same month won't be until 2037. I'm Karen Chamas.
And from Washington, I'm Steve Miller. VOA News.